My point is, all these false folks will cause you to doubt the goodness of your brothers and sisters. This is by intent, a conscious, though now tattered, strategy, as we're finally seeing through it. But the body still reacts to all the falseness unless we have the prophets. Quote from Paul, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple," those who aren't paying attention. "For your obedience has come abroad unto all men, and I am therefore glad on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise, attentive unto that which is good, and simple, inattentive concerning evil. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith." We have been robbed of the prophets in all their significance, the gifts they give us for facing fear and loving our brothers and sisters. Before we can see our goodness, we have to resolve our rage of class to oneness, renew our minds with new information, resolve them with the truth that there is the infinite space in which living souls go on. This is about tapping into the source for sustenance for what we need to grow. What we need to grow, as Paul tells us, is new information, and to listen to our bodies, reclaim them from the state we've been lied to. God has shown himself through the prophets, but we've been denied access to them, as power discredits them to each new generation, if only by placing the care of their gifts into the hands of power-shaped, if not owned, religious institutions. We can't choose unless we understand what happened. That's what the discussions in this moment are about, are allowing. They are allowing us to make the choice. You see, that's what I couldn't do without full information. Without full information, I could still unconsciously serve the state. We are all servants, whether we know it or not. The point is to know it and to consciously think things through, to think through all that's involved in what we choose. On one side of the information kept hidden from us is knowing that we got global fascism, a vicious organization of ruler statesmen who hide their work in concert. And on the other is knowing that we have the option of love, and that when we choose life, love, we get to grow our gifts and be authentic, and then play with Prince on the other side in the big city. Gonna have to leave it there till next week. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for the music of Prince and archival shows. I love you. Peace.